Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know.
Good News Media Productions presents What a Word from the Lord. Your host this evening will be Stevie R. Butler. The show is dedicated to spreading the truth of God's Word, rightly dividing the Word of Truth. Feel free to call us live at 713-955-0508. If you'd like to email us your questions or comments or concerns, you can email us at goodnewsmediaproductions@gmail.com. You can also call our business line at 336-525-5843. Now, this show is brought to you by loving, faithful members of Churches of Christ around the world. If you need help finding a local congregation, please email or call us, and we would be more than willing and happy to assist you. Again, take out your Bibles and follow along, because you're listening to What a Word from the Lord.
Radio broadcast, Good News Media Productions presents What a Word from the Lord. I'm your host, Stevie R. Butler, and this radio show is being broadcast from the Carolina Man Cave Studio in the great state of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, before you retire for the night, I just want to give you a word from the Lord. Let us go to God in a word of prayer to thank Him for this opportunity. Let us pray. Our most kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for blessing us to go through the various activities of the day and placing it on my heart on tonight to broadcast over the airways another portion of your holy and divine word. We pray that your word will go forth and touch some lost soul on tonight, that they will see the necessity of obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ before it's everlasting and eternally too late. Pray that you would bless my efforts on this radio show and continue to bless the efforts of all my co-hosts as we, on a weekly basis, present lessons from your word. We pray that you'll forgive us for the transgressions of our own heart as we repent of those wrongs in our lives. Bless us tonight. Continue to love us all the days of our lives. When we've been faithful unto death, we pray that you would save us. In Christ's name, we do ask it all. Amen. On tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a lesson from the text of Acts chapter 27, verses 13 through 44. Now, this is a pretty lengthy reading, but I believe this reading is necessary in order for us to really get a full understanding of what we're talking about in our lesson on tonight. Acts chapter 27, and we'll begin our reading in verse 13 through verse 44. In the context, Paul is under heavy guard now, and he has appealed to Caesar. So now he is on his way to Rome. And the Bible says, beginning in verse 13, "And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosened thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a temperous wind called Euroclydus. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Claudus, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used help, ungirdling the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, strike sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed in with temperance, the next day they lightened the ship, and the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, and we were driven up and down in Adrius, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded and found it 20 furlongs. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 furlongs. Then, fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast forth anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea, under color as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that we have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore, I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not any hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God to in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer. And they also took some meat. And we were in all in the ship 260 souls. That's 276. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, into which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchor, they committed themselves unto the ship, and loosed the rubber bands, and hoisted up the mainsails to the wind, and made toward shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the foreparts struck fast and remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves, and the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they would, that which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to the land. On this evening, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to discuss for just a few moments our subject with this lesson text in mind that I just read, a shipwrecked faith. A shipwrecked faith. Ladies and gentlemen, our faith is one of the most cherished assets which we possess. Yet there are many times in our lives when our faith is stronger than at other times. When I am truly honest with myself and do some real soul searching, I may ask myself, how can I really make myself more faithful? Or I may ask myself, what can I do as a Christian to improve my faith and make it stronger? To answer these questions, I could easily revert to the well-known verse of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, which says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I may think of improving my prayer life, as it is stated by the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, where Paul says, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. When we take our Christianity seriously, it becomes more than just showing up at the church building on Sunday and Wednesday nights. It will greatly impact our lives and the lives of those in whom we come in contact with on a daily basis. But what do we do when something happens that threatens every thread of our faith? When an event takes place in our lives that challenges us to even dare to ask God, why me? Why me, Lord? What if another person or Christian hurts us so badly that we feel like we are falling into a bottomless pit of hopelessness and despair? And I'm sure we've all had these kinds of experiences in our lives. I know I have. But let's briefly consider God's servant, the Apostle Paul, as we examine just one of his many hardships and how he dealt with it and overcame all odds with God's help. In the latter part of the book of Acts, we find that Paul was literally shipwrecked while sailing to Rome. And that was the text that I read in the beginning of the show, Acts chapter 27, verses 13 through 44. Paul was a prisoner sailing alongside many other prisoners and the ship's crew when a wind known as the Northeastern hit them so badly that they eventually had to give into the terrible tragedy of the wind, verses 13 through 15. They couldn't fight what was coming at them. The winds were strong. The winds was blowing. The winds were violently bashing against in our lives. Things are fine at certain times. But ladies and gentlemen, sooner or later, something beyond our control comes our way, and there is absolutely nothing we can do about it. Part of us says, give up. Another part tells us that God has a plan, and we just need to hang in there a little longer. Amen. Paul and his shipmates tried with difficulty to secure the ship. They even threw over the cargo in an effort to desperately save themselves in verses 16 through 19 of our lesson text. In like manner, we try various ways to stay afloat storms that occur in our own lives. It's often difficult, even when others are there trying to help us. Again, this goes back to the question, how strong is my faith in the fact that God really will take care of me? The others on Paul's ship abandoned all hope in verse 20 of our lesson text. Each of us knows that we have felt like this in some time, in some ways or another in our own lives. No matter your age or your experiences, it's easy to think that giving up is the easiest and perhaps even the only way to handle things. See, we forget that God's timing and our timing do not always coincide. Amen. While everyone was feeling hopeless on the ship and things were at their most critical, it was the Apostle Paul who began to encourage them. He even told them that no life would be lost. That's verse 21 through 24 of our lesson text. Do we encourage others when we feel hopeless? Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. When things are going bad in your life, when things seem to be spinning out of control, are you the one that people can look to for encouragement? The Apostle Paul's faith was stronger level than the others, and he was reassured by the angel of the Lord. God's word reassures us that things will be okay in the darkest of times. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, the Bible says that all things work together for good for those who are called according to God's purpose. Yet so often we neglect to read it. Talking about God's word now. Paul had been told that he must stand before Caesar in verse 24 of our lesson text. God was not done with Paul, and Paul knew it. He still had much work to do and a purpose to fulfill. So as he is continuing to encourage these men, he told them to take heart He said, men, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I've been told, in verse 25 of our lesson text. Yet notice that he also gave them a warning that the journey wasn't going to be easy because they would have to run the ship aground, in verse 26 of our lesson text. The crew knew this would not be pleasant at all. That's why they were so fearful, in verse 29 and verse 30. Yet Paul cared enough to exhort them to not give up. He told them to eat for strength. That's not a hair. He said, not a hair on your heads will perish from any one of you. And still managed to give thanks throughout all that was going on, in verses 33 and 35. When we go through the worst times of our lives, do we have Christian friends who support us regardless of the cost or hardships? Do we have that kind of support from our brothers and sisters in Christ, even if we are fearful and afraid? Are we ourselves willing to offer this needed support to others during their darkest times? It makes a world of difference in the outcome of our faith. Paul gave the crew enough confidence to trust in God enough to throw the remaining food overboard, in verse 38. After that, they had to run the ship aground, just as Paul had told them. All 276 lives were spared thanks to the Apostle Paul and the grace and mercy of God, verse 39 through 44. The apostle was leading and directing, but God was in control. Amen. So many times, control of the situation was out of the crew's hands, but they continued to believe in God's word spoken through the Apostle Paul, who himself was a prisoner on this ship. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm trying to get you to see in this lesson. Even though Paul was a prisoner on this ship, these men on this ship put their trust in him, the prisoner, because of the God whom he served. His words resonated with them. He had enough faith to stand on the promises of God, and they put their confidence in him, a prisoner on this ship. I truly believe there are times when we all feel that our faith is shipwrecked. It could be a situation out of our control, a problem with another Christian. Oh, yes, I've had to deal with that too, ladies and gentlemen. It could be sickness, depression, a host of other things which come up in our lives. If it becomes such an issue that we quit church, isn't that something? Our faith has been misplaced. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes things get so bad in people's lives that they turn their back on God. They quit church. Now, they'll tell you they hadn't quit God, they just quit in church, but they don't understand. We're still talking about the same thing. You cannot quit church and not quit God, because the church is the body of Christ, and we're members in particular. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 27. It was placed more in people than in God. All of us need to read Paul's words in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 25 and 28. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 25 and 28. Paul says these words. Paul says, I lost my place here, sorry about that. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. Paul says these words. He says, thrice was I beaten with rods. He said, once I was stoned. He said, three times I suffered shipwreck. And this is one of the occasions that he suffered shipwreck that we're reading in our lesson text. And Paul makes reference to it here. He said, three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. He says in verse 26 of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, in journeys often in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathens, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. He says, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. He says, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the cares of all the churches. You hear what Paul said? Paul said, I done been through some things in my life. Being shipwrecked was only one of the vast amounts of hardships which this man endured for the cause of Christ and his church, and ultimately for God. Since we do not endure anything close to these type of events, it should make our faith easier to sustain. Wouldn't you think so, ladies and gentlemen? Our faith is something which no one can take away from us. We are the ones who decide to grow spiritually. We are the ones who decide to stay spiritually idle where we are, or we just fade away. We are the one, ladies and gentlemen, who decide. Our faith should describe who we are. Our faith should describe how we live and every aspect of our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, don't get me wrong. We all fail. Sometimes we fall flat on our faces in our spiritual walk. This is where our faith is tested. It helps us to overcome. Repent and then lean on God's mercy and his grace to continue walking down that narrow path. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for spending a little time with me on this evening. But I would be remiss in my efforts on tonight that if I didn't tell you what one must do in order to be saved. If you're listening to this broadcast on tonight, and if you're not a child of God, and one cannot be a child of God until you are a Christian, until you have been born again as the Bible teaches, then you need to understand tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that you are lost outside of Christ. It's not enough to be religious. You must obey the commands of the Lord. In order for a man to be saved, you must take heed and answer the gospel call. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And verse 14, you must hear the gospel. John chapter 6, verse 45, and Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 17. The facts of the gospel are the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. You must believe the same. James chapter 2 and verse 24. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must repent. In Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, Jesus said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you will all likewise perish. In Acts chapter 17, in verse 30, Paul said, God commanded all men everywhere to repent. And you must confess your faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I will not confess you before my Father. You must be baptized in water for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Acts 10 and verse 48, and 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. And if you are a Christian and you have not been faithful in your service to God, you can decide again even on tonight. You must repent and pray God's forgiveness. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer that this lesson tonight has been beneficial to your spiritual lives and your relationship with the Lord. And I pray God's continual blessings upon your lives. Good night, everybody.
You have longed for me.
Will you?
You've been listening to What a Word from the Lord with your host, Stevie R. Butler, episode number 7.